Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the word.
Friends, we have to keep in mind that God always backs up His word, so it's important to pray His words when we pray. So if you aren't being successful with your prayers, you might want to try praying what God's Word says about your circumstances. When you're praying for a financial breakthrough, as a Christian, we are not to depend on the things of this world to provide for us. Our jobs, for instance, salaries, clients, stock market, they're not our source. They're only channels. They're only channels to receive from. God, you have to keep this in mind, God is the source of everything. He is the source of everything that we need. And Luke 12:32 says, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This verse essentially means that God delights in blessing His people. It's about what kind of heart God has. It's a verse about what makes God glad, not merely about what God will do or what He has to do, but what He delights to do, what He loves to do, and what He takes pleasure in doing. As a Christian, we are not to depend on the things of this world to provide for us. We cannot depend on our jobs. We can't depend on our salaries, our clients, and the stock market. They're not our source. They're only channels. Brothers and sisters, they're only channels to receive from, for God is the source of everything that we need, and we can't forget that. Because when we start trying to make something else our source, I'm telling you, you're going to lose out. God is your source. You know, your friends, your family is not your source. God is your source. And when you need something down here, He doesn't throw all the money down here so you can get it. He speaks to someone in that still small voice, and He impresses upon them to help you. But sometimes He has to speak to a lot because so many people are so busy today, they don't have time to listen to the Lord, so they don't hear that still small voice. So they have to listen to that voice, and when they do, then that person will help you because He's going to use that person to get to you whatever it is you need. So I hope you understand that God is always our source. Another thing that we really must learn, we are blessed to be a blessing to others. As I said, that used to be my prayer. It still is. I'm always telling people, you know, somebody say something to me, I bless someone, and they say, you really didn't have to do that, Joe. And I thought, I did have to do that too, because remember, when God does His part by blessing you, you must be a blessing to others too. And I'm here today to tell you that God has blessed me far above anything that I could have ever asked for, hoped for, or ever imagined. And so it wouldn't be very good of me if I didn't bless those others around me when he asked me to. And a lot of times he doesn't have to ask me to. I have two eyes and I can see when somebody's in need or when they need cheering up. Maybe it's not always finances. Sometimes you just need to speak a word of encouragement to somebody. But either way, you know, you want to be a blessing. God has made you a blessing to be a blessing. And so therefore, you have to do your part once he does bless you and be a blessing to others as well. You know, it gives me more pleasure to give than it does to receive. I enjoy getting okay, but I really enjoy giving more. In Luke 12:32, it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." This verse essentially means that God delights in blessing his people. It's about what kind of heart that God has. It's a verse about what makes God glad, not merely about what God will do or what he's done for you, but it's about he delights in what he does. He loves what he does, and he takes pleasure in doing those things for us. Another thing you need to be aware of is that it also tells us to speak to our mountains. He says in Matthew 21:21, that you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea," it will be done for you. Now that's some kind of power. Wow. What he is saying here, for instance, is that not only can you speak to a headache, something small, but you can speak to cancer too, something larger. Thank you, Jesus. A good prayer for someone with cancer can pray. And I don't know if any of you out there this morning are suffering in your body with cancer, but I can also tell you this too. If you're having trouble with your liver or your heart, it doesn't have to be cancer. Replace the word cancer and put whatever it is you're suffering with in there, okay? So it doesn't have to be that. And you can say, "I speak to the spirit of cancer and say, I break your power over this body, and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Cancer, in the name of Jesus, I command you to dissolve, disintegrate, and disappear. And I declare that there'll be no adverse side effects. Everything will work perfectly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare all damage done by this cancer be gone and body to be restored in Jesus' name." You know, sometimes we must say or speak to our bodies or our circumstances. Sometimes we need to speak instead of pray. That's why I said there's a time to speak and there's a time to pray. God wants us to do. He wants us to speak. That's why he's given us the authority and the power to speak, according to Luke 10:19. And that is what we've just finished doing, is speaking to our mountain. In this case, we were talking about cancer, but it could be anything. You can switch that name out, which in this case, we were talking about your body. So please remember, there is power in your words. According to Luke 8:11, the seed is the word of God. He said this after he spoke about the parables of the sower. We have to understand that every word that you speak, although it's invisible to your eye, is as real as any seed a farmer would plant in the soil, which will surely begin to grow and produce after its type. In other words, when you speak negative concerning your body or your finances or anything, you're sowing seeds. You're always sowing seeds. Every word that comes out of your mouth is a seed, and it's either going to profit you or it's going to harm you. I mean, the choice is yours. And so whatever you sow, you will reap. And that's what I just got through saying. According to Galatians 6:7 in the King James, God tells us, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." You might be praying about getting a new job, for instance, or you need a promotion on the one that you already have. A good scripture to pray about that, for instance, would be in Psalm 75:6-7, and the Amplified Bible says, "For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, come promotion and lifting up." And verse 7 says, "But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another." Promotion does not come through who you know, brothers and sisters, but it comes from the Lord. Praise God. Jesus tells us in Mark 11:20, after hearing his disciples marvel what they saw of the results of the fig tree, and they marveled at how it had withered away when Jesus spoke to it. And so then Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, he says, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, he says, it will be done. That's what we just got through talking about. You know, in verse 22, it says, whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Hallelujah. I capitalize believing. You have having faith. You have to have faith in what you're saying, and you have to believe it. In order to get it, you have to believe it. Now let's talk just a little bit about faith. What does the Word have to say about our faith? He tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. His Word also tells us that we don't always mix His Word with faith, and it is only, not by some other way, but it is only by faith that we can please God, he said. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, in the Amplified Bible, he says, that we indeed have had the glad tidings, talking about the gospel of God proclaimed or preached to us, just as truly as the Israelites of old did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard, he said, did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith. He says, with the leaning of the entire personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, in His wisdom and goodness by those who heard it. So in other words, he said they did not lean on His confidence. They did not have confidence in His power. They didn't have confidence in His wisdom or His goodness, even though they heard the same message, the Bible says. He is saying they all heard the same message, but only two believed Him. Wow. Out of millions. Think about that. Only two believed God. You know, that's really awesome. You know, we go to church every Sunday. Sometimes, you know, you go on Sunday, you go on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever, but you go and the church is filled with people and the choir singing, the praise team is giving praises, and the preacher, he's preaching the word that the God give him. And I really believe that when the pastor is being led by the Holy Spirit, that I know that I'm led by the Holy Spirit. So I know that even though you're speaking to thousands or hundreds or whatever, that the Holy Spirit will use that same message to bless each and every one of them, and probably in a different way. He has the ability to do that. I don't. So I just preach as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance. And he said, neither were they united in faith with the ones Joshua and Caleb, who heard the same word and did believe. You'll find that over in Numbers 14:14. And as I was saying, you know, we can sit in church and hear the same message, and several people, they'll be blessed by that same message, and they'll be obedient to do what they've heard, and others will just shake it off, and they won't do anything about it. And that's basically what happened here. Millions heard the same preaching, same gospel, but only two brothers and sisters believed God's word. I think that's awesome. He is saying they all heard the same message, but only two believed out of millions. Think about that. Of the 12 spies, Caleb and Joshua were the only ones who believed God could give them the land of Canaan. The others did not believe that. God said He was taking them to the promised land, but they didn't believe Him. But Joshua and Caleb believed that God would give them the land of Canaan. God guaranteed Caleb an inheritance in the land of promise, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, completely. In other words, because Caleb did exactly as God asked him to do, he just followed all his instructions to a T, and God blessed him. Because yesterday I was saying that I had asked God to help me in a situation, and I was trying to help him take care of it, and I'm thankful that God didn't do it the way I asked him to, that he did come through, and he did it different, but it worked out. At that time, I didn't realize, as some of you probably listening today don't either, that you're asking for God's help, but you're trying to do it your way. And you might even say, well, I prayed in faith, Pastor Joe, so where is it? And you might be feeling a little confused because you haven't gotten your prayers answered. You probably felt like you released your faith, but you still didn't get the right results. You know, I don't believe it was your lack of faith. I believe it was your unbelief. For we can have faith and still have unbelief. And that's what causes your confusion. It makes you think that your faith doesn't work. But as it tells us in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17, that we must put action with our faith, for without action, faith is dead. Our unbelief will negate our faith. In other words, unbelief will cancel out our faith, saints. Like the disciples in Matthew 17, verse 19, when they couldn't cast out the demon in this young man, and Jesus had to do it for them. They asked Jesus, they took Jesus off to the side, and they said, well, Jesus, why couldn't we cast this spirit out of this young boy? And Jesus said in the Message translation, he said, because you're not taking God seriously. Remember, according to John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and God is His Word. So I take His Word seriously. So if you don't take His Word seriously, then you aren't going to get any results where it's healing in your body or your family or your finances. You have to take God seriously. His Word says that we must believe that He is and that He's also a rewarder of those that love Him and are obedient. Wow. The simple truth is, brothers and sisters, that if you had a mere kernel of faith, a poppy seed, Jesus said, you would tell this mountain, move, He says, and it would move. He says, there is nothing that you would not be able to tackle. Saints, all of us come to a point in our lives when we experience circumstances contrary to the promises of God, when we truly wonder, sometimes we wonder whether or not God's Word is true. You know, we all have doubts sometimes. You know, it's just human to have doubts sometimes. But we have to work on getting rid of that doubt and replacing it with faith. And the way you do that is going back and reading God's Word and taking it seriously. You know, just take it seriously. Even John the Baptist experienced this too. It says in Matthew 11, 2, that when John the Baptist heard about Jesus' activities, he sent a message to Jesus by his disciples, and he wanted his disciples to ask Jesus. He said, are you the one to come, or should we be expecting a different one? And Jesus replied to them and said, go tell John what you see. And what did they see, brothers and sisters? They saw the blind see. They saw the lame walking. Lepers were being cleansed. The deaf were hearing. And the dead were being raised. Praise God. And he says, and the wretched of the earth are learning that God is on their side. Hallelujah. Let me pause here for just a minute and tell you that God is truly on your side too. And He says, if I be for you, He says, who can be against you? You'll find that in Romans 8:31. He says, who can be our foe or our adversary if God is on our side? And He is on our side, brothers and sisters. I know that you feel as though you're missing it sometimes. I know I do. Sometimes I feel like I'm missing it too. And you're not quite sure where to pinpoint the problem. And this is when you must know. This is when you have to know what God's Word says and stand on it no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what it's looking like in the natural. We were talking about this earlier today and yesterday about the natural. We don't really want to be focused on the natural. We want to be, because then the natural is not the way we want it. Because we're praying for something that's in the supernatural. We want it to change. And I'm sure that John could breathe just a little bit easier after hearing the report his disciples brought back to him. And this is why Jesus told his disciples to tell John what they were seeing. Because Jesus knew that John would know what the Word said about him. So John would know too that if these things were taking place, then Jesus truly was the one. He didn't have to look for another one. He knew that Jesus was the one. He knew that the only person that could be accomplishing all these miracles was Jesus. In other words, Jesus knew that John would know what the Word had to say about the things he would be doing. And that is what we have to do too, brothers and sisters. When we think that God is not hearing us, or we don't know how to pray about something, we look to the Word of God. We don't look to our feelings. We don't run to the phone to get the opinions of our neighbors or our friends. We run to the throne. We run to God's Word. And Numbers 23:19 tells us that God is not a man that he should tell or even act a lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he's promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Praise God. You know, I found from experience that one of the main hindrances to getting our prayers answered is our feelings. We let our feelings get in the way. We let our feelings override what God's Word says. And of course, we're not the only ones guilty of this, brothers and sisters. Jesus spoke about this in Matthew 15, verses 6 and 7. He said, "For the sake of your tradition," please listen to this, "for the sake of your traditions that have been handed down by your forefathers." Jesus was talking about the teachings that they had been taught that was contrary to His Word, just like some of us who have been taught someone else's beliefs. We've been taught someone else's doctrines rather than what God's Word says, someone else's opinion, someone else's experience instead of God's Word. He goes on to say that you have set aside the Word of God, depriving it of its force and authority and making it to no effect. In Isaiah 29:13, in easy read, the Lord says, "These people come to honor me with words, but I am not really important to them." Think about that. "The worship they give me," he says, "is nothing but human rules they have memorized." You know, that's really deep. He's saying that the only way they can worship him is by doing so from things that they have memorized. And verse 9 says, "Uselessly do they worship me, for they teach as doctrines the commands of men." In other words, they're not really teaching as the Holy Spirit leads them and by the Word of God, but they're teaching as doctrines that the commands of men. And so in other words, people are not being taught the Word. They are being taught watered-down messages, and God's Word is the only way our faith can grow, according to Romans 10:17. We've said this before. Faith comes from hearing. Faith does not come from having heard, but hearing and hearing. And you will have faith in what you're hearing the most of. So it's really important that you're careful in what you're listening to. You know, be careful when you're listening to certain music. You know, you may like the sound of the music, but listen to the words. If these words don't line up with your beliefs, don't be listening to them. Or your TV programs, if it's not lining up with what you believe in, don't be listening to them, because what you listen to the most is what you're going to have faith in. So we don't want to do that. So if we're not hearing the Word of God, our faith is not growing, so therefore we can't pray in faith. Jesus says, "Whatever you ask in faith, believe and you shall have." But how can you do that if you have no faith? You know, you can't actually pray a prayer in faith without your faith. But you have to know that your human heart is deceitful above all things, and you can't trust your feelings. You have to trust God's Word.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank You for all those that are listening today. I thank You, Lord, and ask Your blessings upon each and every one of them. Those that are searching for finances and needing finances, Lord, I ask that You open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings on them that they'll not have room to contain them all. And Father, those that need healing in their bodies, I'm asking You, Father, for healing on their bodies. I speak to their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I speak to every nerve and cell in their body, everything in between. And I speak healing into that body now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank You for all those that are listening. I thank You for all those that are really putting action with their faith. And I pray, Father God, that they'll continue to put action with their faith, because otherwise their faith is dead. So Lord, I'm praying today that they'll put action with their faith.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.